You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Back to normal programming, which means we start off with the market update. And I'm joined on the line by Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, to take a look at the market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Skulk. Lovely to speak to you again. You just couldn't let resources finish in the green. Everything else was going so well this morning. It was going to be a great month, but you just couldn't let it happen.
Man. This is the Red Sea, man. This is like a great divide. We had such a great time, you know, you and I. We were getting closer and closer, and 4.3% down on the resis. But it's an interesting day, Jimmy, because you had the industrials, yeah, not too bad. I mean, industrials, 39 basis points positive. Financials, you know, close to 1%. Positive for today. So, yeah, that's why I call it the great divide. I mean, massive, massive dispersion between, let's call it your resources and other counters on the JSE today. But, yeah, back to, I'm actually quite surprised to see the Rand in positive territory with the Rand taking quite a bit of a beating today. And I don't want to sort of blame the Rand, because I think before everybody sort of jump on me and says this is, you know, elections, or, you know, this is the fault, that's the... No, I mean, today it's really all about the dollar. We had an employment cost that came out from the US, and quite a bit hotter. I mean, when I say quite a bit, I mean that was quite a bit hotter than expected, and naturally that's quite a big part of their inflation basket. And you know, the moment we saw that you know, that came out, you clearly could see markets did not like that. You know, there was quite a big, you know, pullback in the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and also the Nasdaq. And you can see the flight to the sort of safety, the dollar increase, a massive increase, and not good for the Rand.
Skulk, I think it's important to contextualize this, because yes, we had a weird day today, and I looked at a couple of the counters leading up to today. We saw them down quite a bit, and they all sort of rallied over the last 2 days, and I thought it was going to be a strong finish, and some of them didn't get to the strong finish. But if we look at the overall picture, the month of April wasn't the worst. The Rand gained about 0.8% against the dollar, and the top 40 actually gained 2.7%, almost a full 3%. So this could have been a far worse picture if markets didn't start to have that recovery in this week.
Yeah, a solid point there, Jimmy. I mean, we started off, and we say we said African investments, the JSE, you know, our bonds. We were off to a very, very slow start, or actually a very bad start to 2024. Not really performing in January, February, or even March, you know, relative to the international counters. So this month was a little bit more stable. We did see a flight back to some of these commodity counters, the PGMs, the golds, which naturally will be good for the South African index. But I mean, I still think we've got quite a bit of catch up to do. I mean, I looked at, you know, a client's portfolio today, and I just pulled the client's account out of the hat, look at the portfolio. I mean, looking at PEs of 8 and 9 forward PEs, dividend yields of 5%. You know, this is the environment that Africa currently finding itself in a massive, massive value territory. You know, will that change overnight? No, I don't think so. We need some investment, you know, confidence, you know, to be back in South Africa, back in our markets. But I mean, to your point, I think this is, you know, we will keep on seeing this type of volatility. When things tend to look better for emerging markets and South Africa, we'll see big movements back into markets like ourselves. And when it's a risk-off environment like today, we'll see a massive retracement again.
Skulk, what do we tell clients at this point? Because if we look at the market movements, right, I want to compare last year to this year. January of last year, and you said something quite important around January, February, March underperforming. January, February, March is typically the strongest times for our JSE. And I looked at January last year's figures. We did 10% January of last year to the green. Jan of this year, we were down 3.5%, and we haven't really recovered from there. April of last year, we did north of 3%. This time, we're close. We're at around the 2.7%. You're a wealth manager. You're sitting there with your client, and the client says, we're going into the month of May. It's election month. How do I reposition my portfolio? Am I going to see more volatility throughout the rest of the year, and am I going to have a better year? And if not, how do I hedge against that, knowing that I can't do anything about the outcome of the elections?
Okay, that's quite a few questions there, so I'm going to go with yes. No, I mean, Jimmy, I think the main topic, or let's call it the main theme for 2024. Let's put South Africa aside. When I look at the main theme internationally, and it was interest rates, and I think, you know, sort of secondary to that, inflation, in November. It was sort of this big hoorah. I mean, we've beaten inflation. There we go. We're going to start seeing the Fed most probably decrease rates 6 times this year. And it was just, we were high-fiving each other. This is it. Inflation is beaten. Yeah, we're sitting on the 30th of April. And remember, tomorrow is May. Mm. You know, there's a little saying that says, you know, sell in May and go away. You know, this is the ghost you just mentioned. I mean, we did not have the great start to the year, so we can sing the tune of you know, sell in May and go away this time of year. Remember, with today's let's call it hotter employment data that came out. I follow a tool which they call the CME FedWatch tool. Now, they look at probabilities of a rate decrease for June and for July, and they've got different months. Now, when we went into this year, as I mentioned, as we went into 2024, we were expecting, we weren't expecting 6 rate cuts, but we were expecting, you know, 3, 4. You know, this is Mr. Market. Here we're sitting, and when we look at this tool, or let's call it this probability, as we sit here, it's now decreased to 61% probability that we'll only see the first rate cut in November this year. So, I mean, now the market is telling us, they're thinking that we're most probably not going to see any interest rate cuts for this year. And I think this, to all the listeners out there, is most probably the biggest worry, because South Africa, you know, we're struggling. You know, we're struggling to keep our GDP currently in positive territory. We just missed that technical recession with, I think, a 0.1 or 0.2. I mean, we're this close to going into technical recession. We look at our retail, you know, figures for both January and February, you know, both north of 2% negative year on year. So things are not looking good. So as it stands here, I would say my advice to anyone, listen, I think be on the cautious start. I mean, be careful thinking that this is it. This is as bad as it gets. I mean, interest rates should turn any day soon, because I don't think it's going to happen. Inflation is still way hotter than it is. And I think today's, let's call it, economic results that came out, well, unfortunately, it sort of just supports that theory.
Absolutely. And another thing that supports that theory is the Fed has actually, in recent rhetoric, for once gone back to potentially being hawkish. So I can see how we could potentially find ourselves in a very sticky situation depending on what happens with US interest rates. Unfortunately, they are leading the conversation in that respect. But we'll leave it at that for now. Skalk, thanks as always for the insights and the time. Skalk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, helping me reflect on the market movements throughout the day and the month of April.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.